Okay, so let's get started. I know it's late and we're all tired and the air is pretty stale right now, so I'll try to keep it brief and energetic. If mic is again off, and you can hear me. Okay, I will talk like this because otherwise you can't hear me. So just repeating myself, I know it's late and I will try to be brief. So my talk is about the ever-increasing impact of open source in the world of 5G and LTE and about the O-RAN transformation. So let's get started. So no time to waste, that's the agenda. We start with introduction, then go through the details of the lowest layer of the 5G, and then we overview the projects. So this is me. I work at Tietoevry. I do currently a modem in L1 modem hardware. I do tinker in Zephyr networks, game development, etc. So what Tietoevry does, we basically do all layers of 5G LTE and provide services and basically make networks work for our customers, 5G LTE and others. And this is the slide you probably have already seen in other that's similar to what you already have seen. And we were working on RU hardware, FPGA, BSP through DU to the core network. You already know what it is. So no need to introduce what open source is here. That's great. But believe me, in telco world, some people still don't know it. And it's been prevalent in so many domains of our life, from AI, not the models, but PyTorch, Linux kernel, Android, we all know. But some areas still lag behind, like medical, as I said, AI models, especially LLMs, looking at you, ChatGPT and others, and shamefully telecom industry. I mean, there has been a shift recently, but it's still not enough. So 101 of the radio, basically UE, base station, backhaul, and the core network. And what I want you to remember from this slide is that the delay is maximum 1 millisecond. Like, everything has to be processed in the chain under 1 millisecond. So that's especially in the base station, or even faster if we're using the ULC scenario, which stands for ultra rapid, ultra reliable, low latency communications. That's the radio station, and that's, you've probably seen it, it's yet again one rendition of this scheme by me. It's a simplified version, I would say, very simplified. We got UE, and what's most important for us is the RU and DU part. That's where the layer one resides. And in reality, as you have already seen, it's very complex, and we have user plane function, core network, data network. So I won't go into more details here. So what's the problem in current market? We have kind of oligopoly. So we have just a few key players on the market, such as, I won't name them, but you can see them. And all of them have own hardware, usually ASICs, proprietary algorithms, and per chip tooling, which, well, as you know, tooling is probably most important. And they have patents, and more patents. We know that there is the OWNAP project, but it's still not enough. And it is concerned with the cloud network and not the lowest layer. So in 2018, there was the Open Radio Access Network Alliance was established, and it basically broke a little bit the vendor lock-in stalemate. So right now, you usually buy all the stack from the same vendor, and you're locked in for many years, for a generation, or, you know. Then new generation comes, you buy new hardware, usually from the same vendor, or if you got bored with them, you go to another one. But you still, they try to make you buy everything from one supplier. And what ORAN does, it basically provides a set of open interfaces and cross-compatible components that you can mix and match to create your own variation of deployment. So now we have market for smaller players. For example, you want to distribute some part of the chain, I don't know, some radio unit only, and you have great engineers there, feel free to do it. You just implement the interfaces and you're good to go. So one example, one key example of such players was Intel with its FlexRun, which I had the pleasure to work on. So they basically provide the L1, L2, L3, mostly L1 layer on x86 commodity hardware, their CPUs, alongside with some FPGAs and network interface cards for acceleration. But that's a very big thing in the radio networks world, because they basically showed everyone that, hey, you can do it on your server-grade CPU. And now things have changed, basically. So let's go through the L1, because probably you didn't have much knowledge about that, explained to you in the previous talk. So it's the physical layer, but it's not actually the physical link. The carrier here are the radio waves, and this layer is tasked with proper demodulation, modulation, scheduling, in order to meet the time requirements and the basically the proper quality of the messages being encoded and decoded. It takes into account channel capacity, channel quality, so many, many complex physical things. And now it might be a good time to ask yourselves, well, then why aren't all of these complex things solved by a common software, right? Like everyone is reinventing the wheel over and over again and holding out patents. Well, that's how the network industry works here. And yeah, and this talk is a little bit like a shakedown of that. So what L1 does as well is it communicates with the MAC layer, L2, and basically has to